I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time.
What?
That moment in the show that so many people look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd news.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
We got some great stories today. I'm going to start off with one that might upset some people. In Massachusetts, they are working on passing a new law that, if it goes into effect, could be copied by other states. It's a law built to address global warming or climate change, and it would restrict the number of miles that you could drive in your car each year.
Oh, wow.
Now, they say it wouldn't stop you from driving more miles, but you would likely pay a fine if you drove over a certain amount each year.
Sorry, I can't come to work today. I'm over on mileage.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I like this now. That's a good point.
Okay. That'll be bad because then you won't have money either.
They say you go like 15,000 miles a year is like average.
Right.
I break that every year because I go back, you know, to Tennessee quite a bit.
You won't be anymore.
I'll obviously have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're taking it pretty well.
I love how we pay for the car, we pay for the gas, we pay for the insurance.
Taxes.
Now we have to pay to use all of those things that we already pay for.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's fun.
And Hawk's right.
Fun.
Taxes on the tires, taxes on the gas, taxes on the car.
That ain't right. I hope that one don't pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it's important because they need to reach a net zero carbon emission for
whatever.
The state.
It's all big lies they tell us I'm moving.
Well, this is Massachusetts, so you don't have to move it. South Carolina has not embraced as much of this.
So now are the politicians with their own planes, are they going to not travel as much?
They'll be exempted.
Of course, naturally.
Because they have important work to do.
You guys are getting 100%. Close to political stuff here.
Not at all. This is science.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to something a little less inflammatory. We have the astronauts on the space station. Four of them are coming home early, and there's some mystery about it. One of them had a serious medical issue. NASA's not saying what that is because of privacy concerns, but they say the astronaut is stable and it is going to be the first evacuation in the space station's 25-year history.
You know, you think about that. Like somebody might have appendicitis. I'm like, you can't really test for that before you go up.
No.
And all of a sudden your appendix starts to burst.
Hey. You're
like, I can't get down.
You said the first time in 25 years?
Yeah.
Imagine being that person. You just broke that 25-year-old record, and you're like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I have tonsillitis.
I mean, they might have kidney stones or something. They're up there in horrible pain wanting to get back.
They need an urgent care center.
Yeah. Christmas is going to launch one right up there next to them.
Yeah.
The copays are crazy.
And a family dollar.
You know, you see the movies, though, where they're floating in space and stuff. What if they had a little medical center and the doctor's up there, and he doesn't even need a nurse. He just grabs a scaffold that's... you know,
floating around.
The person's organ just starts floating out. And they're like, "Whoa! Glad I caught the right one."
All right,
that's funny.
That's interesting. Moving on, dog news. A new study has found that some dogs are smart enough to learn new words just by eavesdropping on their owners.
Oh.
We know that dogs learn like walk and treat and things like that. So then we start spelling it because they're like too dumb to spell. Mm-hmm. But eventually they catch on to some of these other things too just by observing what we do after we say the word.
It's just like our cell phones. Eavesdropping on us.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned something like, I didn't say that. I mean, I was talking to you guys about some celebrity the other day. And now, like, all of a sudden, it popped up in my news feed.
It was Gwyneth Paltrow.
Was it?
Yeah,
okay,
it was.
Yeah.
No.
And you got offers for some of those products that she has.
All right, lovely. But I can see, though, my dog, I mean, he's super smart. He knows a lot of words.
Okay. In micro news, scientists have just built the tiniest robot ever. It's smaller than a grain of sand. It is autonomous. It works alone. It's powered by light, and they programmed a bunch of them to detect temperature changes and work together in groups. So in theory, you could have this small swarm of micro robots going running up to your thermostat and changing it for you.
I don't trust it. Mm-hmm. I trust the government right now sending those things out where they'll go up into your nostrils and they'll attach themselves and then they can
brainwash you.
Yeah.
I was just worried they were going to set my thermostat higher than I wanted.
Okay with brainwashing.
You're probably not going to like this either, Cato. In medical news, Utah is the first state that is letting artificial intelligence refill prescriptions.
Oh, I see it going. So problems there.
Basically, someone's got a prescription coming up. Rather than trying to get in touch with a doctor or finding someone who can write them the prescription, they get AI, and the AI is allowed to write a prescription for 190 meds. It is not allowed to write for pain medicine. It's not allowed to write for a couple of other things that are not approved, but it is allowed to write things like antibiotics or maybe your diabetic pills or things like that. I kind of see the logic on if it's just going to be generic stuff that you get refilled all the time. I can see the plus side there.
But don't they, maybe I wasn't paying attention. Is this not something that's basically already done? Because you get the, you know, medication reminder, oh, refill's coming up.
You get three refills for some stuff.
If you're out of town and you realize, oh gosh, I ran out, you make a quick call, AI's like, yes, I will refill your prescription. And then you get your, that's my AI voice. Also my evil computer voice. All right.
And your regular voice.
And finally, in hunting news, researchers in South Africa found poisoned arrowheads that date back 60,000 years.
Wow.
They were laced with tumbleweed poison, which would have tired animals out. It's the oldest poisoned arrows ever discovered.
How'd they discover it? Was it like, look at this arrowhead? Oh,
I'm so tired.
Probably just like that, Tori. Yeah. So that is your nerd news for this week.
Nerd news. Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
And we have the world premiere of Bruno Mars' brand new song coming up for you in the next hour. So stick around for that. I'm surprising everybody here on the show. I did not tell them I was going to talk about this. And it's behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on between us. I was sitting at home minding my business last night.
You should mind your business right now.
I think everybody will get a kick out of this. Mm-hmm. And because I actually, through this text session that we had last night,
oh boy,
I learned something from Tom that made a lot of sense.
Oh, I was not in that feed.
Yes, you were. Tori sent a video about when your coworker lies about being sick and has this lady just hacking. And she was like, and everybody's freaking out at the office.
Oh, wait, I wasn't there.
Yes, you were.
I forgot
and
about that.
Tom said she sounded mortally ill to me. And then Cato said, which one of us is the cougher? And is it Hawk or me? And that was his question. And Tom says, it can be both. Mm-hmm. So I then text, okay, who's the farter? Because we know who that is because he locks eyes with you sometimes.
He does. And it's so loud, too.
Yeah. And Cato said, maybe we're allergic to all y'all. And then Tom said, no one gets sick from farts. Said, Cato's egg smells worse, which is true.
I didn't even smell my egg this morning.
Okay. And say, so, you know, I thought about that. When Tom said that, that makes a lot of sense. Because so many people, you can go through a store sometimes and someone, you know, might cough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not really a big deal to you. Now, if they're hacking and coughing, yes, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal to me, period.
But if someone's walking through the aisle or something, or, you know, if someone passed gas in the grocery store or something, you get so offended about that. And you're like, well, you know what? You'd rather me cough than to do that, because if someone does that, you can't catch anything from that. I even Googled it, and then it said that smelling toots could reduce your risk of cancer, heart attacks, and dementia.
Really?
And so, in other words, I thought I was a healthcare provider. But then I went on to do some more searching, and it's just a myth that someone started online. So that can't help you in any way or form. But a cough on you could actually, you could get sick from that.
Yeah, but there is nothing worse. You go down that aisle, and it just hits you.
Yeah.
And you see the person like sprint off the other way, and they know that they just dropped that on you.
Yeah, yeah. Now you look like the guilty person when somebody else walks behind you onto that aisle.
But I never even thought about that.
But you know what, though? You are not sick for 2 weeks after you do that.
Sick like, to my stomach.
Okay, for a little bit. But you know what? Someone's coughing, and then you get a cold for 2 weeks because they're hacking and coughing. We get so offended about the other thing, and not, you know, sniffles and coughs.
I very much get offended about the coughing. Stop coughing and then touching stuff. Stop coughing and not covering your mouth. It's gross.
I'm with you, Tori. I get offended by both.
Yeah.
If someone passes gas on me and it smells bad, you think about it. They basically just targeted you. They use their butt to target you with an attack of something that you did not want to be involved in. That's a gross thing.
Sometimes you do both at the same time. Can't help it.
So now, Tom, if that's the case, what does it mean when you lock eyes with me and do it?
Well, I'm aiming at Hawk.
That's incredible.
It's going away from you.
You know what? He needs to get his eyes examined again. He's got to get his eyes examined. He's looking at you, aiming it at me.
That's like biochemical warfare at that point.
But honestly, I don't think I've stunk in years. I don't know why. I haven't changed anything about how I eat, but they just don't smell bad.
I will say this, though. I'm surprised. I learned something from that text chain and private conversation we had. And
well,
they asked
private.
People, you know what? Do you freely pass gas in front of your significant other? 51% of people say yes, they do.
My wife and I do not. We keep the romance alive in our marriage.
I understand that. So,
Dory.
Sure.
Does that not make you feel a little less romantic towards the person?
I didn't say sure on either side. I just said sure. I could have been saying sure, I agree with you, or I could have been saying sure.
I saw your face. You guys bank each other with these things.
At least cover your when you do that. Could you imagine?
What?
You know, people cover their mouth when they cough or put it in their elbow. It's like, why don't you do that when you do the other? It's like, you know, oh, excuse me.
Have y'all seen that?
And why doesn't anybody say bless you when they do that?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, nearly 40% of people make resolutions not even for themselves.
Really?
Who do you think they're making a resolution for?
Oh, man. My wife's probably made one for me.
Can you imagine if your significant other made your resolution for you and you had to actually abide by that?
I can.
Yeah. Maybe if you did a New Year's resolution for your coworkers.
I mean, how do you do that? Hey, let me tell you where you need to improve next year.
Yeah.
I know how. Like, what if they want you to eat healthier and they're the one that cooks?
Okay.
The next thing you know, you're eating like fried kale.
Well,
it's fried.
I know, right?
Well, I think your significant other could actually make a New Year's resolution for you and you not even know it.
Exactly.
Mm. I don't see that going over well. Honey, I made you a New Year's resolution. We're going to get rid of that pudge. Yeah.
Why'd you look at me?
You just happen to be sitting there. Sorry.
What happens? I gained weight since the holidays. Thank you.
Well, nearly 40% of people making New Year's resolutions are doing it for their pet.
Oh, well, yes. See, they don't even have a choice in the matter.
Exactly. They want their pet to get more exercise and lose weight. Well, if that's the case, you need to do it too, apparently.
I don't think you have a choice. If you have to walk your dog more, you're going to get more exercise.
Well, we've all heard the old cliche that people look like their dogs. But would you be surprised to find out that people and their dogs tend to socialize, eat, and even learn new skills in the same way?
That is not true. I've never sniffed anyone's bottom. I don't hike my leg when I pee.
Yeah.
I feel like we're very different.
You can't scratch your belly with your foot.
There's a lot of things he does I can.
Okay. Well, they did some research on this, and 66% of extroverted people have extroverted dogs, and there's a 65% chance that an introverted dog will have an introverted human parent.
Now, that's kind of true, but my dog has me and my wife, and she's outgoing, and I'm introverted.
Okay, yeah.
And he's both.
He's bipolar.
Yeah, he is.
Is he happy when he goes outside?
He does seem like he's introverted sometimes.
Okay, if you are a choosy eater, apparently your dog is 3 times more likely to be a choosy eater as well.
How? Kibble is kibble. Like, what are they being picky about?
I think a lot of times sometimes you feed the scraps, you know, from what you're eating.
Right.
Like I want to throw them a French fry or something. And so that's the way they become the same eater.
Or you cook them food. I told you that time I was at a friend's house, she always ate healthy and she had something cooking on her stove. I went to dip out of onto my plate. She goes, oh, no, that's the dog food.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you cook your dog food.
I'm letting it marinate throughout the day.
It was simmering.
A lot of people do that.
Spoil their dog.
Well, it's like I think you mentioned simmering. Boiled chicken is supposed to be very healthy
it
for them.
Delicious.
Okay.
That's what the dog said. He was like, get out of my food, dude.
All right. And they say, if you identify as a lifelong learner, there's a 72% chance your dog will be good at learning new tricks. Now, I thought about that. If you are a learner already, you're probably getting books on how to train your dog and get them to do things or get them to eat a specific way. You're probably more likely to hire a trainer or go to a trainer because you constantly want to learn. And so the dog has to learn because you are a learner.
Now, is it true you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
It's not true. We tested it.
When Coda was alive, John taught him how to whisper.
So he taught the dog, or is he trying to teach someone else?
He's probably doing. He's like, hey, while you're here.
He hadn't had any luck with that one.
So if you're hurt or late coming home, 90% of dog parents or people that own dogs believe that your dog is actually worried about you.
Mine was.
Okay.
Because they're worried they're not going to get home to give them some food.
Yeah, my dog, I can go outside to the mailbox and come back in, and it's like I've been gone all day. It's like he's always happy. Well, 79% of the people, they say their dogs can feel embarrassment.
Oh, yes. Yes, put a tuxedo or something on it.
I had Daisy cut her haircut, and they had went all the way down.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's the first time, and I didn't even recognize her. And I got her back in the car, and I looked down, and I started laughing. She knew I was laughing at her, and she went crazy, barking at me, and I'm like, chill.
Yeah,
it'll
bless
grow
her.
Back. It's just hair.
They do, and you can see them look embarrassed sometimes.
Yes. Or maybe when you catch them pooping in the floor or something, you see how they got their head down and their tail down.
Yeah, that's different. They know they're in trouble.
I'd be embarrassed, too. 93% are certain they've seen their dog smile before.
Mm.
It's funny to see the dog smile online. Now, my dog has an underbite, and he looks like he's always smiling.
Daisy did, too.
Yeah.
She had to... Oh, that was an overbite.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to demonstrate.
Your dog looks like some cartoon, or I don't know, that I've seen before. But like you said, it always looks like he's smiling.
Yep. And 52% say their dog is able to accurately sense when they are sad.
That's partly because you're giving them a lot more attention then. You're coming to them and asking for all that attention from them. They're like, oh, no, he's sad.
Yeah.
Like when you're happy or whatever, you hardly pay him attention.
You know, in his mind, he's going, can't he just get a therapist or something? I mean, instead of petting me.
I mean, Tom's got to know everything about everything. I mean, he's not even a pet, and he answers questions.
I have a pet?
Like he knows.
He's not even a pet.
Yeah. That's what his wife says, anyway. On the chain at home, his dog's over him.
I mean, what's our dog thinks? Well, I can tell you what they're thinking. I'm like, how do you know?
I think I know when some of the things they're not thinking. Mm-hmm. I think when they say, oh, my dog is looking deep in my eyes with love, I don't think that's true.
Because you've never had it happen.
I have.
Oh, your dog hates you, Tom. Stop picking on him.
Okay.
All right.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A lot of us have hobbies, things we like to do on the weekends or during the week that have nothing to do with our day-to-day job.
Yeah.
This may happen because maybe your hobby is something you would have liked to be your job, but it just didn't pan out that way.
And I've been telling you for years, I need a hobby.
You don't have a hobby?
I don't really have anything I'm interested in.
You're great at streaming on Netflix and all those.
Oh my gosh, I've watched everything on Netflix. I'm ready for the next seasons of everything to
That's
come
a
out.
Hobby.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I feel better about myself.
It's sad and pathetic, but it's a hobby.
What's your hobby? I'm a streamer.
Tori, do you have any hobbies?
Not right now.
Photography?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a hobby.
She just buying all the equipment.
Because I did a little photo shoot with Michael for Christmas, and when I looked at all the pictures expanded, he was blurry in all of them. So okay. I would say it's a hobby.
What about shopping?
Oh, well, that's my cardio. So it could be a hobby too.
It's more exercise for her. Yeah.
We got to have a cardio and a hobby.
Yeah. You know what? Kato's a beer taster too.
Yeah. And the cardio is walking up to the bar.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Hawk,
sometimes.
Do you have hobbies?
I'm sure. I play guitar. I play piano and stuff sometimes.
Right.
Around the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gaming is one of my hobbies.
Okay. Gaming. I do that if that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out my closet sometimes.
I like to argue with people on social media.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
That's your gift.
Well, it turns out some hobbies indicate that you are a kind person.
Come on, streamer.
Other hobbies don't.
Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting. Surprisingly, this did not make the cut. Take over street racing. Whenever they take over the intersection and do donuts and spin around.
Did that? Somebody did it at Scuffle Town.
Yep.
And,
yes.
And have you seen? I mean, that had to be about 32 rounds.
That's
somebody
so
like smoking their tires out.
How do you not get dizzy?
I know.
Stop that car and I'd be like, oh, which way do I go?
It's right there.
Well, that was not on the list of people having hobbies that are kind people.
Right.
Some of the hobbies that indicate you might be a kind person are pottery and ceramic arts.
Well, you got to be patient with that.
Yeah, it's
you know. Too
and delicate. Old people get kinder sometimes. Uh-huh. Some of them do.
There's a guy who posts a lot of video on TikTok. He does pottery.
Pottery, yeah, we got somebody.
I think the girls like him because he does it without his shirt on.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
but I had my shirt off not long ago. My wife asked me to put it on.
But you know, you got that little spinner thing going, which make me dizzy too. And they got their hands there,
it's
and they're
called the pottery wheel.
They're gently crafting that. I mean, I always want to stick my fingers in and mess it up.
Then you're not kind.
I'm not a kind.
Crochet is another one that people are kind. Bird watching tends to attract kind people.
Well, you gotta be quiet too.
Well, if you think about it, I don't know if that has anything to do with kindness at all.
What?
But the fact
being
quiet doesn't make you kind.
Trust me, if you were more quiet online, you'd be more kind.
So I think the reason that bird watching is considered one where you're kind is because you're not aiming a gun at them and shooting them.
True.
You're just taking a picture of
them. Yeah, and I get to hear my mom daily talk about the birds outside her window.
Does she talk about the bees?
No.
Because beekeeping was next.
When does that happen in life?
Yeah.
When you go from not 13? Caring about the birds?
Here's my theory. My theory is a lot of older people will get into, or not even older, but families will start taking pictures of their kids. They have better luck than you. And then whenever the kids grow up and leave, they're like, what do I do with this camera? And they start taking pictures of birds.
My mom don't take pictures. She just watches them. Oh, that squirrel's about to get into that bird nest. Oh, my goodness. He's gotten the food.
My dad has gotten in a squirrel thing lately. He feeds squirrels at the house, and every day he checks the window, and I'm like, it's happening.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's happened.
Hey, and they got the bird feeders now that have the cameras on them. You don't even have to sit outside and take pictures. That does it for you.
I just, that's the moment in life when I start caring about birds. I just don't know how much longer I want to be here after that.
You know, no. When you go outside and you see how they're taken care of and they're flying in your backyard, and it's something peaceful about that.
Yeah.
Hawk's already crashed that. he's crossed that moment. They said hiking is a hobby that leads to being kind. Uh-huh. Woodworking.
Oh, I do both those.
Okay, really? You didn't mention that.
Well, what do you do with woodworking?
Oh, I build stuff at the house all the time.
What?
I love doing it. Like shelves and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, she's talking about IKEA furniture.
She's building shelves. No, I go to Home Depot and I get it cut the way that I need and I get the finish that Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like carving stuff, but that might be that too.
Oh, and maybe it doesn't count.
Okay, this next one surprised me. Board gaming.
Ooh.
That's a hobby that tends to apparently attract kind people.
Chutes and ladders.
Well, you have, you have to get along with people when you're playing those games.
Gardening.
Oh, my.
Do that, too.
Oh,
it doesn't make me a better person,
more
though.
More than you thought.
She grows some great maters, let me tell you.
I do, actually.
Oh,
Thank you.
She's married.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's a family show.
I'm saying she grows her vegetables and shares them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at the farmer's market sometimes selling them.
No, she's
not.
Not
that many.
That'd be funny, though. You go to farmer's market and Tori's right there with her veggies.
With my three tomatoes.
Reading was on the list. Oh, I think a lot of people read. I don't know if that's a hobby that necessarily attracts kind people. It attracts all kinds of people.
I had the closed captioning on when I'm watching a TV show.
Okay, that counts. Cooking was another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone was saying that's their way they love people, is cooking. And so I could see that. It's like, I'm going to bake some cookies and give it to somebody.
Yeah, until you turn around and look at the dishes, the dirty dishes, you're like, no, I don't like that
person. Yeah, right.
Surprisingly, volunteering and community work fell much farther down the list. You think those would be kind people.
Yeah.
Apparently not as kind as they, maybe they're making up for the fact they're not kind by trying to do that. And then they said anything that has grandma vibes, knitting, quilting, cross-stitching, embroidery, or sewing, those are things that also tend to be hobbies that people who are kind do.
My granny did it differently. She was twerking.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Granny.
So that's it? No streamer, huh?
Streamer didn't make the list, Gato. I am so sorry. Goodness. Failed photographer did not make the list either, Tori.
I'm shocked.
And Hawk collecting plates from the Franklin Mint did not make the list either.
And my ceramic animals, too. I got those giraffes, elephants, and beavers.
Let's look again. Ceramic elephants.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.